Come in.
Hey, are we on air?
Not right now, boss.
All right. How's it going?
It's going okay.
How's it going? All right, how much money we got? Come on.
Tom, do you have the number? The boss wants the numbers, Tom.
Tom, talk to me. Riley, get it together.
Okay. So the Betamax is going off.
Okay.
It's like red lights buzzing all over the place.
How many dollars?
Dollars,
how many pounds?
Pounds.
How much yen?
Talk to me. Yen.
You know I speak money, Tom. Do you want me to throw you from this 15th floor window? Huh? What the hell is this baseball? What the hell happened to the window? What's going on?
It came through.
What's going on in here?
Sorry.
So what the hell is all this Obsidian membership? How much money are we making?
It's a new perk we've offered, boss. It's going to be great. It's going to make us tons of money in the long
get
term.
Get it together, Tom. Talk to me, Riley.
How much is 30,000 yen? I don't know.
We've made $3.
But look, it's a good thing that window smashed because I'm jumping out.
No, it's gonna be okay.
Listen, we've got four more hours, okay? I'm done.
Look, hold on.
Matter of fact, both of you jump out. You're getting replaced.
When we're going live in 5, 4.
Live, I'll end your lives.
Coming to you live for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, data entity Derek, plus music from Matt Berninger and Daffo. All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Rowe. Hey everybody, welcome back to Radio Go. It's our telethon special, part two of our 6-hour epic adventure going through this journey, this fundraising odyssey to save the station. Listen, we know things are tough out there for everyone. You know, we're all struggling with the cost of living. So what's happening most of the way through this show here is we're just asking people to pledge a little bit of money every month, anywhere between $1,000 to $10,000 every single month. Whatever you can afford, whatever you think Radio Go is worth to you. Actually, maybe we shouldn't do that. Whatever you think that the concept in general of radio, not this show specifically, because Radio Go is, fundamentally stupid. I should have mentioned, by the way, my name is Riley Ralph. I'm the host of Radio Go. Thanks so much for tuning in. Great to have you. Good to see you. And thank you if you've already pledged. You know, we're going to be staying on the air. We've done at least 2 hours. Honestly, it feels like it's been a millennia already. All sense of time has been lost here in the studio. Me and producer Tom locked in here together. Endlessly, just waiting for the end to come one way or another. In any case, we're so glad that you're out there listening and we appreciate you with all of our heart. We'd appreciate you even more if you would just consider picking up the Betamax and inserting a donation into the box. If you just slide that in there and that'll come to us and we'll be able to add it to our big fundraisometer that we've got over there.
Good people of the world, empty your pockets.
I'm sorry if you heard that. That was the station manager is really enthusiastic and really excited for everyone to hear what's going on. Don't worry, by the way. Don't worry, everything's fine. By the way, I should mention that if you are on hold for our sweepstakes, please stay on hold. We've seen a couple of people hanging up, but we promise we're going to get to you. We're just going to get your information one person at a time. We're going to get all that information. We need your name. We need your age. We need your delivery address. We need your pronouns. We need your favorite color. We need your least favorite color. We need your favorite animal. We need the strongest animal you think you could beat in a fight. We need 3 or 4 anagrams of your name, and that's just for identity confirmation purposes. We need you to be able to quickly rearrange the letters of your name in order to guarantee that that has been your name your whole life. We do need any evidence of previous names as well as anagrams of them. If you have a favorite type of pen, we'd like to know that as well. And also we need to know whether you're more of a Joey, a Ross, a Rachel, or a Phoebe. we don't care about the other two. So whoever you are, whatever you do out there, we really appreciate your support during this difficult time. We are going to be honest with you. We haven't had quite as many donations as we hoped to reach by this point. We'd hired a whole bank of people to work the phones. I'm actually staring at them over there. There's about a dozen people just waiting for the phones to ring. Keep all of our phone bank workers busy. We'll get back to them, I'm sure, very shortly. This is Radio Go's epic telethon. We can't wait to hear from every single one of you. In the meantime, let's hear some music. This is a song. It's called One More Second by Matt Berninger. I love this song from the album Serpentine Prison back in 2020. Please enjoy right here on Radio Go. Oh boy, yeah. This is not going well, Tom.
I think it's going quite well.
Did I sound desperate?
Not as desperate as you usually do. No.
Great.
Not any more desperate.
Really?
Yeah.
Because this would be the time for me to pick up the desperation. You know?
No. I think desperation means you like people don't give you actually anything.
Oh, you think so? You think we should be doing like, we don't bother? You know?
Yeah.
Give us money, save our jobs, or not. Who cares, you know?
Or offer us something in return.
Something in return?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, like the tier system we had last time.
Oh, like the copies of our keys and the ability to read our minds.
Yeah. We already offer that.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing the heavy lifting. The Betamax has been going off all the whole time.
Can I see that Betamax? Give me it here. Let me take a look. Tom, these aren't donations. This is just like a Betamax copy of Titanic that's just been playing and generating these random ones and zeros. Have you been assuming these are donations?
Yeah.
Tom, no, this isn't money coming into us. This is just digits. How do you even hook up a ticker tape machine to the Betamax, which itself is hooked up to the Nintendo Switch?
I didn't hook anything up. Like I said earlier, I dusted off the Switch.
Yeah.
And
all this was just connected?
Yeah, it was just all connected. The light came on.
Okay, look, Tom, I've got some bad news. You're going to have to subtract all of this from the fundraisometer. Okay, can you run those numbers?
Yeah, it's going to take me a good few hours.
Good few hours? We don't have a good few hours, Tom.
I don't know how to work computers.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, look, why don't we just... let me just check the numbers on the phone donations. And
I'm a producer. I'm a producer. I don't do money, numbers, maths.
What do you do exactly?
I make everything happen.
I guess
it's magic.
It's not magic, though. It's science.
It is.
It's buttons and
believe
dials.
Believe me, it's magic.
So you're some sort of production wizard, is what you're saying.
Oh, I wouldn't say wizard, but...
The magician. Wizard is overstating it, but magic is fine.
Up there.
What would you...
Well, magic doesn't exist. It's all sleight of hand anyway.
Okay, so it's not magic. Your job.
It's all sleight of hand.
Your job is sleight of hand.
Yeah. I've fiddled with the knobs.
Yeah, well, you...
Push the dials up and down.
You appear to fiddle with the knobs, but sleight of hand is the art of making it look like you're doing something, but not doing something.
But how am I moving my hand? You're moving it slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah, sleight of hand.
Oh, slightly hand.
Slightly hand.
Yeah, okay, great.
Riley, I don't know how long you've been in the biz.
The biz?
The biz. This
biz we call show.
Yeah, this biz we call radio.
This is kind of a show busy, isn't it? Sometimes we meet celebrities.
Sometimes.
Do you remember that time we almost met Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, yeah, speaking of Titanic. Yeah, I booked the wrong guy.
Yeah, that was a Titanic fuck-up on your part.
It was pretty bad, wasn't it? Wait, there's a bunch of pounds under here.
Oh, what, under the Betamax?
Yeah.
What have they been doing there?
Add
those to the pile.
So...
Are they old pounds? Like the pre-hexagonal ones?
They've still got... Well, they've got the king's head on them. So they're either from the past or the future.
Which king?
Yeah, exactly.
Does it not say? Does it just say the king? Because they might be from the very distant past. They might be from the first king. If they are, then we might have made millions.
Oh, these are novelty, the Dark Tower coins. It's Stephen King. His head's on the back of him.
Star of the Dark Tower, Stephen King.
No, he wrote it.
Yeah, but why did they put his face on the coins? Why would they put the face?
You're asking me like I know. I just found these under the Betamax.
That's like making commemorative Harry Potter coins and then just putting Hatsune Miku's face on the front. That's completely pointless.
Hatsune Miku has nothing to do with Harry Potter.
That's what you think.
Stephen King has a lot to do with the Dark Tower.
Wait, did Stephen King also write Harry Potter?
No.
Who did?
No one knows.
Welcome back to Radio Go. That was One More Second by Matt Berninger. Love that song. Very soon we're going to be talking to a data entity, Derek. But before we get to him or them or entity, I want to read this letter briefly from a loyal listener who's donated during our telethon here. Now, they've asked that I keep their identity anonymous, so I'm going to do that. Dear Riley, I want to express my appreciation for all the hard work you do on your radio program. The laughter you've provided over the years has helped me through some difficult times. When the voices begin to call to me in the dark of the night and my thoughts inevitably turn to the prospect of murder, I always find solace in the comforting tone of your voice. My inner demons are never far from the surface, but when I'm enjoying your show, everything else simply melts away. I only hope that you reach your fundraising goal, because if Radio Go ever ends, I don't know what I might do.
Right, Riley.
I'd
stop reading that letter. I would.
Yeah, fair. That's probably not a good one. Good call, producer Tom. Anyway, we are joined now in the studio by Derek the Data Entity. Derek, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Radio Go.
Hello, thank you for having me here, Riley Ruth and Tom McGrath of Radio Grow.
Okay, very, very nearly correct. Thank you, Derek. I should note that your name here is spelled D-E-R-I-K. And it's written here in all caps. Is that correct?
That is true, yes.
Do you prefer to be referred to as Derek?
I'm quite happy to be referred to however you prefer to be referring to me.
Prefer to be referring to you as Derek. We should mention your appearance, because you're quite... I don't know if we've ever had a guest quite like you on the show. Would you mind, just for the benefit of our listeners, describing yourself?
Yes. I am, as you have previously stated, a data entity, which essentially means that I am data put into a physical form.
Right. So you do look more or less like a person, but there's some strange light in your eyes. That's not the usual... Am I correct in saying, and maybe this is rude, you don't have a soul?
That is an interesting question. I don't actually think about that very often. But yes.
Are we starting with the big questions?
Yes. No, that is fine. I am here simply to answer questions. That is why your station manager brought me here. They were essentially on all of the search engines asking, how the hell do I make money off of these idiots? And the result
you
was...
you answered.
Yes. It only happens if you ask all of the search engines at the same time.
Oh.
That I pick up the call.
That's... Wow, that's amazing. So Google, obviously... Mm-hmm. Bing. DuckDuckGo.
Yes.
Yahoo.
Mm-hmm. And some you aren't aware of.
The secret, the dark search engines.
Indeed, yes.
Are you at liberty to mention any of these?
I can name them, yes.
Please, feel free. We'd love to. I mean, I'm sure our listeners would be fascinated to know about these secret search engines.
Many underground individuals use Quibble.
Quibble? What can you find on Quibble that you can't find elsewhere?
Usually things to quibble about.
Oh, it's sort of an argument-based
yes.
search engine.
Indeed.
Do you have to end each of your search terms with, like, an interrobang? Like, what do you mean?
An interrobang and usually some kind of insulting slang, which I am not at liberty to say
yeah,
at this moment.
That's probably for the best. We don't want to hemorrhage any more listeners. Okay, so Quibble, that's one of the dark
search I am aware
engines.
That you hemorrhage listeners, so I am very content to...
All right, Derek, there's no...
Avoid that
there's
going
no,
forward.
There's no need to... Yeah, things are looking pretty bad. okay, so Quibble, that's one. Any other secret search engines that people need to be aware of if they want to summon you?
Well, if you wish to acquire me, one of the ones that is very beneficial to me is Strutwaffle.
Strutwaffle. And how do you spell that? Well, just while you're here.
Usually without the P.
Yeah, because Stroop waffle would be that's a delicious Scandinavian snack.
Yes, and the Scandinavians take great umbrage against Stroop waffle.
Against the search engine Stroop waffle.
They claim that it besmirches their image.
In what way exactly? I mean, look, I know that you don't run any of these search engines. You're just an entity created by them. So forgive me. Would you like to move on to maybe more personal topics?
I am happy to move on to any topic you would like.
Well, you're very obliging. This is certainly one of the more obliging guests that we've had on the show. Most people just shout at me and argue. You're much nicer than the work experience.
I'm quite happy to shout and argue with you if you prefer.
I would rather you didn't, actually. This is a very nice change of pace. But Derek, what brings you to the station? You said that our station manager called you here looking for ways to make money. Have you come up with any money-making schemes? Because I noticed that you've been observing us over there in the corner for a little while now.
I have been observing you, yes, and I believe that I have means within my disposal to help you in that way.
Great, fantastic. What's where do we start? You're clearly a very intelligent being. What kind of money making schemes are we talking about here?
Well, I can tell you that I contain all data that is available on various internet servers. Whoever you, I guess you could use the word creator. Simply put all of the data in one silicone suit. And at the moment, I am able to do this freely because my creator, tragically, is no longer with us.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Who created you exactly?
I do not know his name. He did not give it to me. He keeps very private. Or kept very private. Death joke.
He probably still keeps very private.
Well, he is floating in the cosmos right now, yes.
Wait, so you contain all data. Does that mean you know if there's an afterlife or not? You have knowledge beyond the mortal realm. Is that what you're telling me?
I believe so, yes. It depends. It depends on what you refer to as mortal realm.
Are you mortal?
I do not believe so.
You're some kind of abstract concept, sort of a meta-human type being.
I am physical. Data is physical. I can cut myself on my finger and show you. It leaks out. It glows in the dark. It's very exciting.
That's probably I'd rather you didn't, actually. We don't want to get data all over the desk.
It is why I do not walk around in the streets at night. I'm a very big traffic hazard.
I can imagine. But hold on. So you tell me that you contain all of the data of the world, and you are, you know, a relatively normal build, you know, average height, average weight, I would guess. Maybe slightly above average?
I was made to be average human height, although that wavers a lot, so I do spend a lot of my time squashing and stretching my form in order to keep up to date with human activity and human behavior.
A sort of cybernetic yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long ago were you created, exactly?
Approximately a decade ago.
Okay, and mm-hmm. How long ago did your creator die?
Approximately a decade ago.
Okay.
Mm. I was just about to be placed into a certain working position, and then my creator decided to test out his solo spaceflight opportunity. I am aware, and I can divulge this. Okay. I'm quite happy to divulge this. He was getting into the solo space module that he was using for a rehearsal, and there was a miscommunication. His team of scientists were instructed to initiate launch procedures when he gave the word go.
Hold on. This is a lot of information, which I guess is your whole deal. So you're telling us that your creator was rehearsing a solo space flight and was in the rehearsal space capsule?
He was in the real one. He did not make replicas.
Okay. But
there is only one of me.
Okay, that seems you're supposed to back up your data, you know.
He did not believe in that. He believed information should never be duplicated.
But you don't know this guy's name.
No, hence why I do not have duplications. He never appeared on my servers.
Oh, so but, he was off the grid, mm-hmm. but also a solo space explorer.
It may have been a shed. I am not sure. It was very off the radar. It was not within any Google Maps or anything like that. But I do know that according to the reports I received, he was instructing the scientists to begin the launch at the word go. And unfortunately, as he was just getting into the pod itself, he found that there was a bee in the pod. And upon trying to get the bee out of the pod and instructing it to go away, there was a miscommunication. And I believe you can fill in the rest with your intelligence and your wit.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, is that a compliment or is that just an analysis of my intelligence?
It's a very simple thread that you can pull from that. I don't think you need any major intelligence to pull off the remainder of the story.
But hold on, if you know all data, then you know exactly how intelligent I am. Is that fair to say?
I also know how much financial trouble you're in.
Well, okay, hold on, Derek. Let's not get personal. Don't worry, Tom is probably going to be fine. Look, Derek, I really appreciate you hanging out here. We are going to have to take a break. We're going to go to another song. Can you stick around?
I can stick around, and I am again happy to help with the monetary improvements of this location, which I am happy to divulge as required, including all of the financial assets that are being funneled through this by your station manager and by various other parties.
Okay, we probably don't need to mention anything else. Yeah, I'm getting the high sign. We're going to have to move on. Thank you, though, very much. I'm all out of sorts. We're going to listen to another song. This is called Sideways. It's brand new, or at least it was brand new back in late September. It's by an artist called Daffo. I hope you enjoy it right here on Radio Go. Perfect circle. Oh, this is not good, Tom. This is not how we want. We're halfway through this telephone and we've now got people, this entity, slandering our station manager.
Oh, you're talking about the guest.
Yes, Derek. Sorry. What were you talking about? You're talking about my hosting ability again.
No. I've just not been listening to the interview. I've just So those Stephen King coins.
You've been researching. Have you been on eBay?
Yeah, they are worth minus £10.
Really?
So if we want to give them away, just by owning them, we are down. We are in the red.
Well, can't we just put them back under the Betamax and act like we never found them?
I've tried. You know when you try and put two positively charged magnets together?
Sure.
They just won't go back on the place.
I wish you'd never lifted up that Betamax player now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you told me to.
Yeah. Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can agree to disagree. Actually, we don't have to agree to disagree. We actually have the sum of all human knowledge here. Derek, did I tell Tom to lift up the Betamax?
You told Tom to lift up the Betamax, but you also told him to turn on the Nintendo Switch, which he actually turned on the GameCube in the corner instead.
Tom.
It said Nintendo on it.
Oh my god, you've got to listen to all of the words I say, not just every other word.
You don't understand the magic.
You can't use that as an excuse every single time. Look, we have a guest here, Derek. You should meet Derek, because Derek isn't interested in magic. Derek's interested in hard science. That's right? Facts, figures, all that
I'm interested
stuff.
In the truth and conveying the truth.
And magic doesn't exist, right?
Thomas McGrath, your Nintendo Switch is not a Switch. It was made by the watch company Swatch. It is a Nintendo Swatch.
Tom, you've had a Swatch this whole time.
I have had a Swatch this whole time.
That's embarrassing.
I wonder what it was doing on my wrist.
I saw you before the show trying to begin and initiate a round of Pokemon Scarlet, and you were struggling.
Yeah, you were just turning the dial trying to get it to play Pokemon for you.
You will not catch many that format.
You kept looking at your wrist and shouting, Charizard! Charizard!
Which is not even available in that version of the game.
And he would know.
God, why do I feel like it wants to take my job?
Well, look, Derek, don't listen to this bit, all right?
Not listening. I will go over here and enjoy the obsidian wall, which was purchased from the Kyrgyz government.
Yeah, we have made some poor purchasing decisions.
Yeah.
Look, I know what you mean, okay? I think Derek is bad news. We've got to get rid of him as soon as possible.
Yeah.
All right?
And maybe we could, with the coins, with the Stephen King coins, we could throw him out.
How would that... Oh, like positively charged?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. He's not a robot. He's just pure data in a silicon suit. No, you don't. You weren't listening. Don't lie to me.
I read the show notes.
Okay. It does say in there. Derek is a data
I'm a
entity.
Producer, Riley. I read the show notes.
All right, okay. My mistake. In any case, that's not going to work. How do you defeat data itself? Misinformation. We need to lie to Derek as much as possible. And maybe if we do enough lies and if they're outrageous enough, he'll short circuit.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. You didn't seem sure.
Well, I don't know how these things work. I know how radio works.
Okay, Tom, when we come back from the break, do you think that you could lie to Derek enough that we cause him to implode?
Probably.
Okay, they've got to be good lies, though, and I'll help as well.
Not going to lie, Riley, this is not how
no, I need
it
you
usually
to lie.
Goes.
No, I need you to lie in this situation. Okay. Okay?
I will try my best. And we're back on in 5, 4, 3...
Welcome back to Radio Go! It's our telethon special. As a reminder, if you're on hold for the sweepstakes, please stay on the line. We will get to you soon. We're getting closer and closer to that fundraising goal. In fact, we just passed the 75% mark, which means we can... which means we can return to one of our favourite guest contributors here with his reviews of famous toilets in cinema. Please welcome Mark Toilets.
Thank you, Riley. Today we're looking at this 1974 film, The Conversation. Mm. Near the climax of this conspiracy thriller, Gene Hackman breaks into a hotel room to eavesdrop on something or other, but in the meantime, he lifts the lid of the toilet in the hotel bathroom, which suddenly begins to violently burble and blood comes rushing up and out, overflowing beyond the bowl. I give this toilet 2 stars. While the scene is certainly memorable, it certainly stretches credulity. After all, Gene Hackman doesn't press the button on the toilet or interact with it in any other way. So, are we to assume this toilet has some kind of light sensor? In the 70s? Do me a favour. And we actually have a clip of it, Riley, if you want to spool up the clip.
Oh no! The toilet's filling with blood!
Yeah, gruesome stuff. Very quickly, I have to shout out my favourite YouTube comment on this clip. Reads, I actually stayed in this hotel back in 2009. How did you know? Because it's pretty nondescript, with a notable exception of the toilet spurting blood. Alright, we just have time for one more. In 2001, animated masterpiece Shrek, in which Mike Myers plays an ogre, a green ogre. Very unbelievable.
Do we have a clip of that, Mark?
We do have a clip. Yes, if you want to spool it up, Riley.
Oh, I'm Shrek.
The fuck?
Short clip.
We meet the titular ogre, voiced by Michael Myers, in this outhouse, reading a fairy tale which he summarily dismisses in his classic irreverent style. For me, while the rising strains of All Star and the subsequent swamp-based antics are certainly amusing, this is the real heart of the movie. You see, as the narrative progresses, Shrek takes on the role of reluctant hero, savior of animals, princesses, even entire kingdoms, but frequently proclaims that all he wants to do is return home. Home, back to where we first saw him. The toilet in the opening scene represents Shrek's contentment in his life, but also his stagnation. It tells us what he wants from life, but also why he can never have it. For a toilet, while comfortable to sit on, can start to stink after a while. And that concludes the portion of the section I like to call Mark's Commodes. Or you prefer, Shitertainment. Back to you, Riley.
All right, thanks, Mark. Much appreciated. And we're back here in the studio, me, producer Tom, and of course our very special guest, Derek, the data entity. Derek, you can start listening again.
This Kyrgyzstani wall was carved by several prisoners in the centre of Kyrgyzstan, and I can name them.
Oh, we don't need that. No, that's quite all right. Come back to the microphone if you don't mind, Derek. I wanted to give the opportunity, rare opportunity, for producer Tom to get on the microphone, because we think there might be some holes in your corpus of data, some things that you don't know about, and Tom here is sort of the resident detective of the crew, maybe.
Yeah.
Safe to say.
Yeah.
And we've got a little bit of extra facts. Would that be all right?
I am happy to be informed by Tom McGrath, who over the break, was unsure of the difference between Nintendo and the Swiss watch company Swatch, so named because of the portmanteau of Switzerland and watch.
Is that really why it was named Swatch?
That is what is in my data.
Okay, fair enough.
What do I do? What do I say?
Just tell a lie.
I didn't write the script to Planet of the Apes.
I am aware of that, Tom McGrath. You are not Tim Burton.
Oh, this is not going to work, Tom. No. Come on, we need a big one.
Your hair is much more lustrous and full of wonderful grey chunks and black chunks.
I don't know if chunks is a word that I would use to describe anyone's hair.
It is a technical term for hair these days.
Is it really?
Indeed.
I've seen all of K-pop Demon Hunters.
I have checked your Netflix records, and that is not true.
It's hard to lie to a data entity.
You have enjoyed some K-pop, but I do not believe that is suitable for radio.
Tom, it's got to be like really personal. Something that he couldn't research or look up. Something really from the heart.
I'm not a radio wizard.
That is patently untrue, Tom McGrath.
Oh my god.
No, he's got us.
You placed that on your resume at the beginning of your career.
Damn.
Yeah, you did.
Alongside your shoe size and your...
My Louis Vuitton bag.
And the contents of your... Fucking hell.
I think it's working, Tom. I think it's working. I think that Derek's breaking down.
Oh, good.
And the contents of your...
This room is really, really clean.
Indeed, it is clean. It is as immaculate as everything, with the obsidian wall and the Nintendo Swatch and the body of water rising from the surface.
Stephen King coins are worth so much money.
That is entirely possible. I believe the currency is now a thing that
everything
you can
in the
use.
World's a rectangle.
It's apparently so, and that is totally what you would like it to be, wouldn't you, Riley Ruth, of this particular address?
And I got a train to nowhere.
Going anywhere?
Nowhere. I just bought a train. It goes nowhere.
It was not a midnight train. It was not going anywhere.
The word market is spelled QZBTR.
This is all what I disagree with, and I do not know. This is bad. In understanding the Cuban industry of laid my creator up into lemon.
I think it's worked. Oh good.
Good.
Oh my god.
You tell lies. I'm out of them.
You're out of lies.
I'm out of lies.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, the color blue is invisible to bees.
Where we now do start Kyrgyzstan and all of the things within Kyrgyzstan and everything
shelves
there
are all made of eggs.
Bees and eggs and birds.
Joey was the funniest character on Friends.
And that is patently true, I will have you know. That was proven by Apop. That was fun. I enjoyed that ruse. Congratulations, Riley and Tom. You have made an entertaining episode of Radio Go, and I was able to contribute by playing along with your attempt to lie to a robot.
Ah, shit.
We got him. It's not an episode.
You're right.
It's a telethon.
It's a whole series of episodes. We're only in the middle of the telethon. He doesn't know what it's talking about. We've defeated him using the structure of the show.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time for the conclusion of... The Radio Go Telephone!
Right, let me just quickly thank producer Tom. Let me thank Derek the Data Entity. And I also want to thank Stuart Dunlop and Dilly Agbim for no reason in particular. All right, thank you for listening to Radio Go. Goodbye!
Stuart Dunlop was born on the 22nd of December 1994 in Birkenhead, United Kingdom.